TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Noah, do you hear us hearing you?
No, I do. For some reason, I don't know if it's because the sound was going somewhere else, but yeah, I did not hear the call start. And I was like, what's Andy waiting for? And then I was like, call started. I was like, oh.
What were you waiting for? It's like, Noah's ready, Andy's boner's ready, I am ready, and then we sat there for a while.
I was trying to untangle my damn headphones.
So you're not
gonna I've had enough of your bullshit excuses, Andy.
I thought I was ready. I put them on. I leaned back, and then I realized I had this knot of headphone on my chest that was yanking on me.
You did not so you're right. prepare is what I'm trying to hear.
Yes.
Bullshit excuses, Andy.
Yep.
Yeah, enough of your bullshit excuses.
Excuses. I've had enough of your excuses, okay?
You guys are right. I'm just full of excuses.
Excuses are like assholes. Everyone's got one.
Yep.
And they all stink. Shall we sync up, or is everybody recording?
You know what? I'm sad.
It's sad that you weren't recording all that?
Yeah.
Yep. It always is.
I was only recording about half of it, so...
Well, I had my record the entire call thing on, so don't you worry about nothing.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh. And record it, so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, we talk about TanCast past and how much we're embarrassed by how we used to be. It's more entertaining than it sounds, but when you hear this sound...
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Well, first of all, welcome to TanCast.
Nice.
How about that?
How about them apples?
I love it.
Take that out to dinner and then skip out on the check. It's gonna be a new phrase I'm gonna start starting up.
Have you guys ever done that?
No.
Skip out on a check?
Yeah.
Never.
Never. I've never either.
The closest I've come is giving only a penny for a tip. Like, take that!
Was it deserved?
I mean, we thought so at the time. We were younger. Like, maybe we would realize that it was a busy... Like, now maybe we could take into account it was a busy restaurant and, like, maybe everything you wanted couldn't get done right now. But I don't remember. I remember at the time feeling righteously justified.
All right.
Yeah.
Was that...
Stick it to the bed.
That was Yumi and Joe, right?
Yep, at TGI Fridays.
It was. And it was...
We had the balls to go back there, like, weeks later. Like, no one's gonna recognize us.
Maybe that's why I got paper my burger that one time.
Maybe.
They Wrong thought, black guy. I can't tell. They all look the same.
They thought you ordered the burger.
I'm.
By the way. Oh wait.
I was just gonna
is
say.
Is anybody about to tag this?
Yeah, you know, I was just gonna say that I'm pretty sure it was actually a 2 cent tip, and it was because whatever the total was blah 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 and 98 cents, so we left the exact dollar amount, and didn't want it. Because I remember having a debate with Joe of whether we should wait and make her bring us back 2 cents and then leave.
Oh.
No, it is still the shittiest service I've ever received at a restaurant.
All right. I feel like I've received some pretty shitty service. Who are we, by the way?
Well, first of all, welcome to TanCast.
Yes. Welcome.
That's what
Maybe
we
I'll
are.
Just edit me saying welcome to TanCast in the front of all that. And then go straight to Noah saying, who are we? And I'm Bob, the T in TanCast. And no, I'm not. I'm Tim. I fooled you. Trick or treat.
You're very clever there, Bob.
I'm Did you Frank. Say trick or
dressed up as Bob for Halloween.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm Frank, the A in TanCast.
I'm Schmoody Booty, the N in TanCast.
Couldn't come up with a name, huh?
Man, Schnooty Booty is always weird, man.
There's so few names out there that you uh-huh. couldn't come up with a real one. You had to just use nonsense. Schnooty Booty.
I thought there was an N in there. Schnooty.
Oh, Snooty Booty?
No, Schmooty Booty.
Oh, there's an M. Gotcha. Sorry. So is that from the French?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I'm Schmooty Booty.
Oui.
I'm here to have some croissant and raisinettes.
Wait, what? What?
I like that Bob thinks that they're raisinette, like raisinettes are French food.
I know. Not... I was like, I want to come up with another word instead of either baguette or beignet.
Yeah.
I went with raisinettes.
Or wine, or frog's legs, or... There's so many stereotypically French things you could have said.
I think beignets are actually African.
Who's African?
Beignets.
Really?
I believe I saw something that say beignets are an African dish.
Well, if I could remember how the fuck to spell beignet, I'd Google it.
But the word is definitely French, is it not?
Probably.
So... I will stick with saying beignet when I'm trying to sound French.
That was just a little random fact.
Hey, there's a little tip from Noah. And then he says, go fuck yourself.
So they have a thing called Puff Puff, and I wonder if that's where beignets came from.
Oh, we have a thing called Puff Puff where I am from as well. It's what I do to your wife when you are not at home.
Yes. So, Cameroonians, Nigerians call it Puff Puff, or beignet in French. Guyanans call it Bafrot.
Guyanans?
Guyanans?
As in Whoopi Goldberg from TNG?
Guyanans? I think I'm saying it correctly. I don't know. From Ghana.
Guyanans, maybe?
Guyanan? I don't know.
Yeah, since I'm assuming it's French Guiana that it's talking about. But it's G-U-I, right?
No. It's G-H.
Oh, Guyanans.
Guyanans. I was adding too much
or
stuff
Ghanaians.
In there.
Ghanaians. That's what it is. Ghanaians.
Ghanaians.
Fuck. Toponyms are hard.
Going back to your shitty tip, I think it was retroactive for the shitty the shitty response they gave to, like, you just ate half a burger with paper in it. I think they gave me a free dessert. I'm like, probably should just comp me everything.
Yeah.
I ate, like, wax paper.
Man, wax paper's good for you, baby.
My poop was just slid right out.
Exactly. You didn't have to wipe.
He's got a self-wiping asshole. Just...
Self-wiping asshole was the name of my band in college.
Nice.
Speaking of college, I was randomly on San Jose State campus. Not randomly. I mean, yeah.
You didn't like Quantum Leap over there?
No. Oh, no, just woke up. What the fuck? And then all of a sudden there's like that Star Trek sparkle and he's just back where he was.
I went to go visit my sibling and they live kind of near San Jose campus. So
okay.
And we walked through there. So...
I thought your sibling was maybe attending San Jose State campus.
Nope, they just lived nearby.
Oh, okay.
I went to their apartment. It is very much a first-time apartment. Kind of small. little, not terrible, just a little shitty. Messy. I'm like, yeah, this seems about right.
So not quite Tim and Andy level?
No. There's no dishes stuck together in the sink yet.
Yeah, no, we took a shitty little apartment and made it shittier. We shat right in the shit.
You're like, oh, and look at that pile of shit. Let's add some more shit to it.
And then when we flushed the shit, we didn't notice the toilet kept running until the water ran all the way into one of our bedrooms.
Specifically Andy's. Wait, no, your bedroom.
No,
first,
it
right?
ran into both bedrooms and out into the living room.
Yes, but Andy's bedroom was further from the bathroom than my bedroom.
Yeah, Tim took the hardest hit on that.
Especially because you know how I keep my floor covered with shit.
That's really good at soaking up toilet water.
<Mm-mm.
laughs> Oh man,
lost a lot of good men that day.
Who noticed?
Mike, I was the only one home. I was at work.
Oh,
he went to do something and he was at his computer at the far end of his room and he went to do something and he stepped down. He's like, why is it wet? Oh no.
What did you guys do to remedy that situation?
Nothing.
Wait, like, you just let dry on its own?
Yep.
Did it smell mildewy?
Well, no. Oh, yeah. So we set up, we turned the heater, cranked the heater way up, opened the windows, well, cranked both of the heaters way up, and then had fans running, like, on all of the areas. And that was after using, I think, like, all of the towels in the apartment, which wasn't many. But yeah, if we had money, if I had had any money, I would have had, you know, like a professional cleanup crew come out, but didn't. So yes, there was probably some mildew in the like subflooring area at some point, but
we weren't kicked out that much longer afterwards, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Somebody else is breathing all that mold now.
Oh, no, no. No, nobody's breathing all that mold. They completely ripped out that section of the building because of the termites.
I thought only the walls got ripped out. The floors, too?
Well, I mean, if they're taking the walls out, the floors are going to get wrecked. So I guarantee you that flooring came out.
Wrecks and effects? Yeah. Did someone crash into your building?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't think
I'm remembering something else then.
My apartment in L.A., someone crashed into it, I think.
Okay, I could be mixing that.
But even then, not that bad.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Noah.
You know what we got?
Big, mighty tan dicks.
Besides that?
Oh.
I
mean, what else is there?
Listener email?
Listener mail!
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son!
DeVille! DeVille is here!
TanCast! Listener email!
Message for you, sir.
It's from the Vic and...
La Victoria? The taco place?
I went there.
Really?
Oh, that's where you went with your sibling?
Yep. And I just noticed, it's weird. So they have a sign facing outwards towards the outside, but they also have like a, you know, like a, not stencil, but something that's stuck on the window that you can read from the inside. I'm like, I'm here. I know where I am.
they want to keep that branding in your head so that you remember it later. Like, you know what? I was at the fucking La Victoria and it was the shit.
Yep.
It was still pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
I think it's probably just like so many drunk people there after the clubs are closing down. Turning around like, man, I got to go to bed. Oh, no, wait. This isn't my house. This is the taqueria. That explains the extra tables.
They make an excellent burger, by the way.
Wait, really? What?
I know. What? I'm sure it's on the menu for douchebags like me who, like, I don't really like Mexican food, but I came with my friends. Is there something for me? And yes, there is. And it's a delicious burger.
When did you have the burger?
When?
Yeah, like, recently?
Okay, well, all right, let's be fair. I haven't been to La Victoria in a solid decade, so
okay,
maybe it's no longer true. But I don't see why they would take such a delicious burger off the menu.
That's delicious. Fair.
Delicious, I say.
All right, good to know.
I don't see why you would go there and have a burger when you could go there and have a burrito. As big as your fucking arm.
Oh, wait. No, not La Vic. I'm thinking of something else. It's another downtown restaurant. Strike that from the record, please.
Okay.
Let's go on to... Let's go back to the actual Vic and who sent an email.
I'm not... being an idiot, right? La Victoria is the one that's right next to the Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What were you talking about, Tim?
There's one that's in downtown San Jose, close to Pizza Chicago.
Also really, Mexican place.
Yes.
Okay.
I was remembering we would go there a lot, and we would also say La Vic a lot, and I was conflating the two.
Mm. Okay.
Sorry, at the radio station.
Okay. I was like... I've never seen a burger on that menu. I feel like I would have noticed, but maybe I didn't look close enough.
What?
You just blew my mind, but then you unblew it.
Just like college.
Man, I feel like I must have had food at that other place you're talking about because I worked right over by you at the radio station for years.
You worked in the bayou?
Yes.
I guarantee. Let's get some beignets.
Blue bayou.
I did it.
You know what, Tim? I'm going back one day.
I don't know what you did, but I don't think you really did it, too. I don't think you did what you thought you did.
I did it. I brought it back. It's beignet day, and I say yay.
I was going to say great minds, but also our minds.
Zing.
Okay.
So, Vic.
Yes. Hey, guys. Writing in again, capitals.
Oh.
But this time it describes something very interesting. While I've been diving into TanCast episodes Time Machine, I've been going back from the beginning to listen to first episodes as I work in an office that I share with one other coworker, who is always so awkwardly quiet that even when I try to speak to her, she responds with one-word answers. That's fun. Not that it's an oh, she's so cool to be to be talking to a nerd. No, no, quite the opposite. But the bright side is I have headphones and my Tancast buddies to keep me sane while typing away. Anyways, on my journey back to the future, Tancast, I noticed how much you guys have grown and even changed your opinions on things, from your language to what you guys call each other to your love-hate relationship for Chris Evans as Captain America. Do we have a love-hate relationship as Chris Evans as Captain America?
I was so down on Chris Evans as Captain America before he was cast. Oh. So I'm sure I said some... I just threw my dick out there like, yeah, he's gonna suck.
Wait, you Tim? No. That's not like you at all.
Wrong.
Yep.
My favorite is when you guys get hyped for an upcoming movie or show, and me knowing 2018 canon tassel, I was thinking, oh, poor bastards, if you only knew. I wonder what those things are.
Well, it wasn't Indiana Jones, although retroactively, that it perfectly describes as being like, oh my god, a fourth Indiana.
So I was wondering if you guys ever listened to an old episode or two. I do not. And heard something that you either regret or laugh because of how currently you think of something. Love to hear your thoughts, or maybe in a high five even. Them shits was the best. Yes, Tan fights for life. Them shits the best too. Was the best too, Vic.
So I will occasionally listen to old episodes because they're on my iPod and they just play like songs. So like I'll be in the middle of, you know, like I'll be in the middle of shuffling my iPod. And well, first of all, I skip a lot of old episodes because my kids are in the car. So like I'll,
wait, you don't want them to hear baby jokes, like, Tim?
No, no.
That's weird.
So I'll like hear Danelle start to give the warning. I'm like, bup, 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 bup.
Do they recognize as
don't worry about it.
Do they recognize as their mom?
Oh yeah. Like, not only that, they recognize it as Tancast as something they're not supposed to listen to.
Oh man, Drew's the same way, and I love it. Like he just knows Tancast is a thing that exists, and that he must not listen to it.
You know, when they become teenagers, they're totally listening.
Yeah, but like I'm kind of looking forward to that because then that's going to be the thing that embarrasses him about me. Like, oh,
or he tries to use against you.
I mean, he's welcome to try. Clearly, I lack shame, so... I think that's probably,
you
like,
said
in
I
the
couldn't
same...
do this, but you said you did this.
Yep, so I learned, okay. So you don't have to. You're welcome, Spawn. I mean, really, no matter what argument he brings up with me, I've got the ultimate trump card, which is, you came out of my balls.
Why is that the ultimate trump card?
Because yeah, no matter what he says, it's like, what is this argument you're making at me? Ball spawn.
Wow. Side tangent, or going back to a previous side tangent, apparently the restaurant I was talking about is gone.
I just Googled for Pizza Chicago, and it looks like Pizza Chicago, it may be gone too.
It is gone.
No! Well, there's still one in Palo Alto.
Wait, right. So Tim, do you know the name of the restaurant, or you just can't find it so you know it's gone?
I'm looking on the map, and it's gone.
Got it.
Where was it?
I do
it?
Not
like,
know the name of the restaurant.
What's the closest cross street?
Yep. Okay. Looks like it's Santa Clara.
Okay.
So it looks like they put a Chipotle on the block up one block over, which is probably what happened.
Because
I remember it was right past the Greyhound station. And there's a T&B auto repair, and then right next door to that was the restaurant. And now that's just a blank building. And then there's the...
Caravan?
Doc Fuck restaurant.
The what?
D-A-C-P-H-U-C.
Dak fuck.
Oh.
I gotta get that fuck.
You get guys fuck are ridiculous. Ding, 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 get your fuck on. Get your fuck on.
Man, I still remember just packing a bag to go see my parents and then taking that Greyhound. Just, whew, Greyhound stations are, they are a thing you don't forget.
A little rough.
No, less rough and just more like it smells. So you know, like how an alleyway very close to a bunch of bars will always smell like piss, but like mm-hmm. over time, like the piss will age, so like it doesn't smell like fresh piss anymore. But there's a funk to it that'll just never leave. Then it's not that funk, but there's a different funk that's like that is the Greyhound station funk, and it's like. I'm sure some of it is piss. I'm sure some of it is, like, homeless people trying to sleep out in there and you know, from time to time getting kicked out or whatever. Another is just like body odor from like people who have been traveling for too many days to get there, and now they've got a layover waiting for the next bus that they've got to get on without showering. Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that goes into it, but yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there's also another Mexican restaurant right across the street that they added.
Well, maybe
I think it was called Senora Emma's Taqueria y Cantina.
No, that doesn't sound familiar to me. Man, it's so weird.
Oh, I think it was... It had one of those, you know, those guys that were not flappers, but like they had like they were in the like the zoot suit, and they had the big hats and the chains.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that like there was a painting of that on the wall out front. That was like their mascot.
Yeah, I know who you're talking. Like, yes.
the listeners is like, hey, I don't go to downtown San Jose. Move the fuck on.
But you may someday.
Well, guess what? You won't be doing eating at this place that I can't remember the name of.
That doesn't exist anymore and has been repainted. Good luck.
Even if it did exist, I still can't remember the name, so fuck you.
Pick up the pieces of your broken heart and try and move on if you can.
Anyways, Vic.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, Vic, lots of things.
This is like the world's shittiest scavenger hunt that we're setting up because it requires a time machine.
I mean, maybe that's the most awesome scavenger hunt,
I was like,
though.
Once you get that time machine, life is great.
No, because if you've got the time machine, there's so many better scavenger hunts we could set up for you. Like, no matter how you look at this, this is a shitty scavenger
hunt. Wait, you're trying to say there's a scavenger hunt better than finding the Mexican place that had a good burger?
In San Jose?
In San Jose? Is that what you're telling me?
20 years ago? Yes, Noah.
Noah
described that's
it
what
that
I'm
way,
trying to tell you.
Me.
I don't know if I believe it. Like, who wants to find the Holy Grail when you can find the Holy Grail burgers at Mexican places in San Jose?
But I'm telling you, if you do go back and do find that Mexican place, be sure to stop by the Greyhound station. Just take a whiff. Just breathe it in.
You may want to do it after you eat, before you eat.
Oh, I don't think there's a right answer to that. It's like, can both possibilities be wrong?
It's like, if you do it before, then you may not want to eat. If you do it after, then you may not still have the food in your belly. First world problems.
Yeah.
One of the things that certainly embarrasses me, which was our selling point for the longest time, was that conversation we had about Superman raping people.
Oh!
I'm like, everything about that is problematic now.
You know what? I'm going to take an unpopular opinion, and I'm going to stand by that one.
All right, you go ahead.
Okay.
By yourself.
All right.
You stand over there.
You'll probably get raped by Superman.
Because, like, what leads to it is, like, what we're starting out is saying who we would go gay for. And then I imply that you don't have a choice in the matter, that if you run into a gay person, they're going to rape you. Specifically Superman, but that's the idea. And also, just joking about rape for that long is not that funny anymore.
No, yeah, definitely times have changed. I mean, I would say when we started off, like, I think about, like, James Gunn. And when we sort of, it definitely felt like we were being shocking for kind of the sake of being shocking. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not there was like a deeper funniness to it. It's just like, we're going to say some fucked up shit and it's going to be funny. And I'm definitely, not that person anymore where like, I find that funny. Like, I don't think it's bad to be shocking, but I think if it has a deeper point, that's more interesting than just like, I just said something fucked up.
I'm like, because when that whole James Gunn thing hit, I was like, is there not a place in comedy for saying something that's fucked up just for the sake of it being fucked up? Like, you're not advocating that actual thing. You're just saying something because you're like, hey, look, we're not supposed to say this, and it's kind of funny that I did. Like, is it the highest form of comedy? Not even close.
Yeah.
But is it a form of comedy that is completely without merit? I don't know that I can sign off on someone saying that.
I mean,
is it worth it due to the fact that it may offend more people than it amuses? That's a judgment call you're going to have to make on a joke-by-joke basis.
I think for me, it's not that I don't find shocking stuff funny. I think, but it's like, is it what I want to put out in the world? Like, if me and you are hanging out, Tim, I'll say some fucked up shit to you. You'll say some fucked up shit to me. We'll laugh. And, you know, but like, is that the, but, you know, when I think about what I want to put out into the world, I'm like, nah, that's not something I need to put out into the world. Like, just me and you?
Yes.
That's fine.
I feel the exact same way.
I mean, and it's also a fine line between, like, I want to honor people. I don't want to say things that's going to trigger them. But also, it's like, I don't want to censor myself either, in a sense. It's like, you know, it's walking that line between, like, making sure you respect other people and don't joke about stuff that people are experiencing. But also, it's like, sometimes shit's funny and, like, sometimes you want to say stuff that maybe not, will not be accepted by all people. And I don't, you know, it's hard to find where that line is between the two of, like, is this okay or is this not okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say I'm not into the dead baby jokes anymore.
Oh.
I don't know why.
I mean, I haven't heard a new one that has made me laugh, but I don't know that anybody's cracking out, like, super new, like, bleeding edge dead baby jokes. There, I did one.
Yep. Kind of meta,
but... Eureka!
I can't think of a lot of pop culture stuff. Like, I was more thinking about just, like, when you're talking about viewpoints. Yeah. I was just thinking about, like, how, yeah, just kind of crass we were. And, yeah, and I think a lot has happened, at least for me. Like, you know, I have a trans sibling now that I didn't have when we first started this podcast. And that makes me think more about, like, yeah, those types of issues. And, like, you know, the whole pronoun thing. Like, you know, to a point where I'm trying, like, I try not to gender people that I don't know. I'm like, oh, you know, I don't know if I really care. And, like, it really makes me think about, like, does it really matter what someone's gender is? You know, unless I'm dating them, really doesn't.
Wait, are you dating your sibling?
No.
Oh, okay.
Got very Game of Thrones there for a second.
I just mean, like it makes me think about the overall issue more than, like, I did before.
I can appreciate that. I mean, wouldn't it be horrible if we were in our 40s and exactly the same as we were in our 30s?
But I feel like some people are,
though. I would love those abs back. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. No,
Even then, they were pretty flabby, but they're way less flabby than they are now. Oh, those days.
I get it. So I'm not talking about whether or not there is more of us. I'm talking about whether or not we have grown and learned things about ourselves and the world and our place in the world. But unpopular opinion alert, I never want to, and I never did, even when we were saying stuff that was crass and horrible and whatever, my intention has never, ever been to punch down, nor will it ever be. Because I think if we want to talk lowest form of comedy, that's the lowest form of comedy.
It's on that venue, just to side tangent off that, is something I definitely regret, is I remember making fun of the homeless people in L.A. a lot. I'm like, that is punching down, and I realize why when I tried to put some of that in my act, people were like, hey, that's not funny, asshole. Hey, these people who have next to nothing, they don't conform to societal norms, am I right? Who's with me? This guy knows what I'm talking about. Why are you stabbing me?
I definitely can say I'm not into these videos where, like, people are, like, making fun of homeless people. I'm like, really? Really? Or even when I'm out in public and, like, I'll be on the bus. Like, there's been times where, like, you know, someone who's, to me, is obviously not mentally all there.
Yeah.
Is, like, there's some type of disagreement they have with somebody. And they're, like, people are, like, yelling at them and making fun of them. And it's just, like, really, like, it's not that big a deal. And also, there's obviously something, like, they're not the same level that we are. Or not level, but, like, you know, they're not
experiencing, you know, the world the same way we are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Or maybe not reality the same way we are. So, you know, yeah. Not just, like, society and, like, the people in it and opportunity and whatever. I get that. And, Tim, I can appreciate you feeling bad about having punched down before. I will excuse you, and I will advocate for past you's right to have said those things, because you didn't do it from a point of view of you weren't trying to punch down. You were looking at something too simplistically. You were doing it from a place of ignorance, not a place of othering or demeaning.
Right. I mean, it's not like I was like, ha, look at me. I'm going to judge from my perch. But yeah. Still, like, hearing the jokes, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, could you listen to yourself before you talk? No? All right. Keep blathering.
But on the face of it, you were talking about something that's like, this is weird and unsettling and uncomfortable. And, like, all of those things are ripe, ripe places to go pluck some comedy bits. It's just...
I mean, I don't think ignorance of an issue is necessarily an excuse. You know what I mean? Like, it is, but it's like, I don't think it makes it any more okay.
So I'd like to then differentiate between ignorance and willful ignorance. So ignorance, I think, is lack of exposure. If nobody's ever told you, you shouldn't pick your nose in public, you're ignorant. Until someone tells you, hey, man, that's gross. And then if you disbelieve them and you continue to completely discount all of, like, the disgusted faces of people watching you pick your nose in public, now it's willful ignorance, because now you've not only – you've had the information once, but now you're also seeing the evidence that the thing that you were told is true, and you're continuing to disbelieve it.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, like, it's – yeah, I don't know. I mean, it still was not right. And, like,
okay.
I don't think you should justify it after the fact, necessarily. Like, oh, yeah, you're okay, buddy. Like,
oh, I'm not justifying it. I am excusing it. I don't think it was just. I think it was understandable and forgivable.
I mean, definitely forgivable.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but I don't, like, know. I mean, I think, you know, yeah, I don't know. I can't say what Tim knew or didn't know about homeless people back then.
Well, I didn't
even know they were a thing.
I think it was less that Tim, you know, didn't know that homelessness was bad and tragic and whatever. Just he wasn't looking at it from the same point of empathy that he is now. He was looking at it as he was looking at the effects of it, not the cause of it.
Well, I don't want to speak for Tim, but maybe he didn't want to. Maybe he just wanted to make a funny joke. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's not like that's the thing. It's not like I thought deeply about it.
Yeah. So again, you were looking at something of like, this is something that's weird and uncomfortable and outside the norm. And again, you know, like that's prime comedy material. Theoretically.
Again, I don't have to be like, I don't need to admonish myself for it. Mm-hmm. I don't need to excuse myself for it. I just, that's not something I want to be anymore.
Yeah,
and I'm not particularly proud of it. How about that?
Okay. that's absolutely fair.
I mean, someone could say, you should be admonished for that. And I'll be like, I won't hang out with you. You're not nice to me.
you're not my friend anymore.
In that case, let me go further out on a limb slightly. I'm still okay debating whether or not Superman can rape somebody if he wants to, or whether somebody is capable of stopping Superman. I don't think that's a gay thing. I think it's a power thing.
My point is, the discussion started from a gay thing. Like, if it was a, if it was an academic discussion in the, like, that started just like, hey, do you think someone could stop that from happening? Like, I'm still not super happy. I still wouldn't necessarily want to spend like another 20 minutes making rape jokes, but at least it's not, it doesn't come from a place of like, that's right, if gay people get the chance, they're gonna rape you. Part's a given. Let's go on with the conversation.
we don't even need to debate that fact.
Well,
that's settled science.
Settled science.
So I can guarantee none of us actually believed any of that at the time. Which kind of makes me want to go back and listen to that episode and see, like, were we just being horrible to be horrible?
But also, I mean, even if you don't believe it, I don't know if it necessarily, for me, personally, means I need to joke about it.
Like, that's true. But I mean, like, there's been plenty of fucked up things we've said on the show that's not even like, you know, like, Jews, they control everything, right? I've always looked at it as when something fucked up like that happens on the show, we're play acting as the type of asshole who would believe that kind of thing. Now, older, I realize the assholes who would believe that kind of thing have absolutely no self-awareness, or certainly insufficient self-awareness to realize that what we're doing is like, this is what I believe, we're making fun of them. And they might mistake that as like, oh, yes, this is funny because, yeah, Jews do control everything, and I'm glad that this guy is finally calling those Jew bastards out.
Yeah, I will say that the whole Superman rape thing came from, like, instantly me wanting to defend Superman's powers against all comers. Like, I wasn't even thinking about...
So again, it wasn't a gay thing, it was a power thing.
Was comers the best word to use at that moment just now? No. Was it intentional? No. Does it add an extra bit of comedy to that? Arguable.
Maybe.
Come one, come all. Try to avoid Superman's balls.
And then, let's see. I remember when we thought George Bush was going to be the worst president we'd lived through in our lifetime.
Oof. Man,
we were so so happy when he got out of office. Like, well, we'll never have something that bad again. We did it, guys. America.
I wish we'd been right.
Me too. Oh. I also remember when we thought Obama was really just gonna change the world.
Yeah, I mean, he did some good, but
he did.
I'm not saying he was a lump of shit. I'm just saying I think we had higher hopes than necessitated.
Yeah. It really uncorked, like in a very still surprising way, uncorked a lot of closet racists.
I don't know that that's something that's good.
No, I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying it's surprising. Like I don't think we could have predicted that. Because when he won, it kind of felt like holy shit, this is new. Like, this is a new era. But it was, like, other people saw it and were like, this is frightening! Brown! Brown! They freaked the fuck out. They freaked the Trump out.
I vaguely remember you guys being excited for the Force Unleashed video game, which turned out to suck.
Ah, yes, it did.
I also remember me being vehemently anti-iPhone.
Were you really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, I
would mock you guys about talking about iPhones all the time. I'd be like, oh, you're talking about your amazing iPhones.
And now how do you feel about it, Tim?
I mean, it's in my hand right now. It's my secret lover.
You don't really talk about it, though. You know what I mean?
That's true. I don't feel the need to be like, hey, everybody, iPhones are great. I feel like that stage of the iPhone is past, though.
Yeah.
For you, but people are still debating the merits and demerits. Is that the correct word? Demerits? Of the iPhone.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah. All over YouTube. Like, you should have seen how many videos came out about the new iPhone. About, hey, oh, this is why you should get it. Oh, this is why it's terrible. This is why Apple's failing. Like, that's always going to be a thing.
Yeah. There's a guy at work who is an absolute Android fanboy. And he was already mocking my iPhone. And then when I got the new gigantic one, like, it was all he could do was talking about the notch. I'm like, motherfucker, you better go look at what all the Android flagships are looking like these days. Because it's same. You know what? Like, the reason the Android is even the shape that it is and doesn't have the big mechanical keyboard like a BlackBerry is because of the iPhone. Android has always been following Apple's design cues. So before you get up on your high horse, maybe you better take a look at what your own future looks like, because it's this.
Does the Android still have a headphone jack?
Most of the flagships have dropped the headphone jack.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, generally, trends seem to follow each other, right? And so, I think Apple, in some senses, copy things from other people.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, there's
Android
plenty of stuff around.
Android does stuff better.
Yeah.
iPhone, and then
notifications for the longest time were much better on Android than they are on Apple. Apple's kind of mostly pretty much caught up at this point.
I don't know if I like the group ones.
I do for almost everything. There's a couple of things that I don't want grouped, and there's a setting for that, so I fixed it.
It feels like an extra for me, it feels like an extra step to see the things as before. I could just scroll, like just swipe my finger and see everything, as opposed to now I have to click on a specific group. I think that's why I don't like it.
But it's like if I've got a bunch of, well, I'm about to delete Facebook, but like if I had a bunch of Facebook notifications on there, like not having it be like Facebook, this like thing you can ignore, this other thing that's important, thing you can ignore, this other thing that's important, like all of the things that are like high volume, low value, I absolutely want them shits grouped.
So do you go into notifications to group or ungroup them?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
I think you can also swipe and hit manage, I think, and it'll take you straight to managing the grouping for that one, or how the notifications work for that one, I think.
I'll figure out.
Yep.
Automatic.
So when he's talking about the notch, I was like, okay, so if they got rid of the notch, it would just, like, the screen would be shorter, and the space to the left and the right of where the notch is would be unused. And instead, I've got my clock and my, like, signal strength up in there, and I've got that much more extra space on the screen. He's like, well, they could make it the same size and just make the phone taller. Yeah, they could, but they didn't because they tucked this stuff up next to the notch and reclaimed what would otherwise be dead space. I'm like, so you're saying, well, it's ugly that it cuts in. I'm saying it's fantastic because it gets me more screen for free.
I don't like though. I mean, if you're watching videos full screen, I don't love that it cuts into the video.
See, I don't take video full screen because full screen is already going to round off the corners, which I already think is weird. So I'm fine with videos playing with just a little bit of a bezel. Also, it makes it easier to grip the phone because I can, you know, like have my thumb over where the bezel space is.
Yeah. I've noticed that videos have started changing their formatting. I don't know if they've changed it to fit the iPhone, but they, some videos now are like squatter, but long, whatever the weird aspect ratio of the iPhone X's are, like it's fitting that.
Huh, weird.
Not weird, but different aspect ratio than what we were used to before.
This reminds me of the old days where you guys go on and on about the iPhone features, and I'm like, oh, time to tune out. The difference is, well, now I have an iPhone to scroll through while you're doing it.
Nothing ever changes, Tim. Nothing ever changes.
Same shit, different decade. I will say, the screen is fucking gorgeous. I know, it's not a big deal for you because you already had the X, but hot damn, is this a pretty screen.
Do you guys remember that Dave Chappelle commercial he did for Apple? Parody commercial. Where it's like, he's talking about...
Oh, yeah.
Was it like you watch a porn on it or something? Was that the...
Yeah. And then he's like, the keyboard, my cum doesn't even stick on it or something like that.
He's like, I don't know what those keyboards are made of, but whatever it is, it's non-stick.
Yes.
It's to reason to this day, sometimes when I'm talking about jerking it, I'll be like, Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Because he says he can listen to his favorite songs while he's shooting it. and that is apparently the song he strokes it to.
I mean, who doesn't, really?
Solid question.
Man, it's got a nice beat, and it always makes you hungry.
I like to masturbate to Cream.
The Super Band or the Prince song?
The Wu-Tang song.
Oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, that's right. Cash does rule everything around me. Man, I love that I took two solid swings and both of them missed.
I mean,
that musical cream. No, Andy, this other one that's much more on topic for the thing we were just talking about. Fuck.
I, of course, prefer the song.
I knew it, little Timmy Tims.
There's so much that we share as it flies through the air. It's the cum straight from my balls.
Wow.
It's the cum straight from my balls.
However, guys, I prefer it in French. Because they work beignet in there somewhere. Boom! Another callback, baby!
Do they really work beignet in there?
No.
Oh. No. But I work beignet in there.
I don't go to Disneyland as much as you do, Tim.
So?
So maybe they talk about beignets when they sing it in French.
Why?
I don't know. It's Disneyland.
You know how the It's a Small World song goes. Does it mention foodstuffs at any point?
But maybe there's a French version that mentions beignets.
So, Tim, Tim, a decade from now, are we going to look back at this era of TanCast and feel bad that, like, we are so confused by the fact that Noah is so easily confused?
My brain is trying to kill itself!
Is that the next thing we're going to learn? So we shouldn't have made fun of Noah?
Noah just launched a four-ton torpedo into the chain reaction of my brainstem. Main reactor. It's causing a chain reaction. Damn it.
Yeah.
Get it right, well, stupid.
That's something I'll be embarrassed by, that I misquoted Star Wars.
You're not a real nerd.
I remember going into it how much I was shitting on J.J. Abrams' first Star Trek movie until I finally saw it.
And you're like, I love it. Give me more.
I love it. Yes, rub it on me while I'm naked.
I cannot remember any pop culture stuff that I was like excited about or not excited about. I'm just like, yeah.
I mean, I feel like I've come up with quite a few, so I don't know that it's on me.
Yeah, it's on you, Tim. It's all on you. The world rests upon your shoulders.
Oof, the world is fucked.
Well, yeah, I would just... Oh, here's a question that kind of came up. Do you feel like people really change, or do you think they're always who they are, and maybe they just have a better understanding of the world?
Oh. Damn.
I think people change. I don't know that I would get along with my 20-year-old self.
I mean, I feel, some sense though, I feel like I've always been like a nice person, but I just had a different understanding of the world.
No.
No?
I'm just kidding.
No.
Just busting balls, baby.
But yeah, now I have a bigger view of the world and how it works.
Yeah, like, I was very religious. I was raised to be so. And that makes me wonder, like, is where I'm at now a change? Or is where I'm at now just, like, I've had a bigger view of the world and walked away from the small world I was raised in?
Right, you have more complete, more information. Hey, there's a French one. They talk about beignets, Tim?
Damn you.
Beignets,
I remember when I used to think DC movies were way better than Marvel movies.
Oh. Yeah.
Of course, that was true of most people, but...
Okay.
You said DC movies were going to be better than Marvel movies?
Yeah, I remember when I used to be a dyed-in-the-wool DC fan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I'll see some Marvel, it's all right, but, you know, DC is the
way to go.
The feces.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were coming right off of the excellent Batman movies, and then... Meanwhile, Marvel had like, what, 1.5 good X-Men movies?
Did you not like X-Men 1?
No, I did like X-Men 1. That's my half. I really liked X-Men 2. That's my one. I thought X-Men 3 was pretty shit.
So, X-Men 3 was so shit, it took off half of X-Men 1? Why are you saying 1.5 good X-Men movies?
Well, I think he's just saying X-Men 1 was not as good,
yeah.
Not that great, so it's just still half. It's just half on its own.
X-Men 1 was pretty good.
I think it deserves to be its own good movie. It's not half good.
I mean, go back and watch it. It's got some issues.
No, I won't. And it doesn't. I like them apples.
I don't like them apples at all.
Well, then don't eat any apples.
I want you to have some of my apples, Tim.
Nope.
Tim, nasty-ass apples. Trying to shove them down my throat.
Yo, nasty-ass apples.
Get your nasty-ass apples out of here.
Aspels.
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 Stop making excuses.
If you think you may have aspels, contact your doctor.
Callbacks.
I think that is one difference, TanCast now versus TanCast 10 years ago. We are more consistent with our callbacks. Is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing? Go fuck yourself.
Well, all right. I mean, you don't really need to go fuck yourself.
I mean, you can if you want to. I'd recommend it.
I do feel like I listen to, like, more recent episodes I don't really listen to anymore. Like, I used to, like, I would finish editing it, and then, like, I would listen to it later in the week, and then I would probably listen to it, like, another time, just randomly. Now, I can't remember the last time I've re-listened to an episode after I was done editing. I was like, done editing, that's it, the episode is dead to me.
Always moving forward.
And a lot of that is just the function of the fact that I don't, my iPad, my iPod is, well, first, I still have an iPod, but it's not hooked up to my laptop, which is my main computer now. It's still hooked up to my desktop, which still runs Windows XP, so I don't turn it on very often. And therefore, I don't add new songs and new podcasts to the iPod anymore. So it's pretty much locked at what it, where it was at. When
it's like a digital time capsule.
Yep.
I've opened it like one or two times just to add more songs for the kids to listen to.
I remember I still had like a spinning drive iPod that I sold to somebody that was like 200 something gigabytes. Man, that was... Oh. I remember I was so, like, I could fit almost all my music. I was like, I can carry all my music with me wherever I go.
Now, for anyone who doesn't understand the full consequences of what Noah's saying there, Noah had a spreadsheet to keep track of where his discs physically were. Whether they were stored in one of his many, many, many crates of CDs or inside his CD changer, which fit, what, 200?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I did have yeah.
Yeah, so you had, a crazy amount of CDs that would fit inside your disc changer. So your spreadsheet, you also kept track of, like, which slot that CD was in.
Also what I had, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, I have a lot of CDs. I want a quick way to find out, like... I spent a lot of time updating that spreadsheet. Now I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Where are all those CDs now gone?
I sold a big chunk of them when I got divorced. Because there's a bunch that I'm just like, I'm not going to listen to it. I'm not really into this. And then all the other ones, I just dumped the jewel cases and then just put them in the CD binder. But I can't tell you the last time I pulled out one of those CDs. I mean, just because Spotify has like so much that it's like,
yep,
I don't really have the urge. Like, it has a lot of stuff I have, stuff I don't. I mean, some stuff I have is not on Spotify, but it's just like, they got other stuff, so I'm good.
Yeah, so the context for listeners is Noah used to work for a record store. And a record store was a place that you used to be able to go in to buy music because you did not have cell phones with data plans that could just pull that shit right out of the air. So you used to have to go and buy a disc. Now, a disc is something that looks like a coaster that you would put a drink on. But instead of having a drink on it, it had music on it.
The saddest thing was, like, when you went to go find, try to go find the CD that you wanted, it was sold out. Like, I could just, like, I had to take a bus. I think two buses. Maybe I would get there and be like, oh, we have a copy for you. Or like, oh, sorry, it's sold out. And then you buy it. And then you'd be like, I only like one song on this stupid fucking CD.
Yep. I like the single they have released.
Yes.
I should have bought the single. Singles.
But I was working it.
Sorry.
So then they also on those CDs had that goofy sticker on the top of it that as soon as you ripped it, you wouldn't be able to return it.
Mm-hmm.
So people had figured out that if you dislodge the case on the hinge, you could move it up. You could open the CD, take out the CD, listen to it, and if you didn't like it, you could put it back in and close it, and then that seal wouldn't be broken. And you could return it.
Was that the thing that was stopping people? It wasn't the cellophane wrapping.
I think as long as that sticker was still intact, they would still take it back.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And I remember I was there with I can't remember the name of the band. When I was working at the radio station, there was this one hit wonder band that it was releasing their next album that I guarantee you wasn't a hit. And they were talking about something about like they were talking about the sticky thing. He's like they were talking about the sticky thing, and I had said, if you do this thing, you can do it, and then you can still return it to the record store. And the guy's like, on behalf of all of us in the music industry, thanks for doing that. And I was like, on behalf of all of us that bought your shitty album with only one hit on it, thanks for that.
Did you say that?
No, I did not say that out loud.
I mean, that's the day where Tim's balls grew three sizes, but also he had to look for a new job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I had not reached the I say what I want stage of my life.
Yeah. Man. Tim at 70 is going to be a sight to behold.
You're funny. I'm going to be dead.
But also, it's like, as an artist, do you really want people buying your CD? Even if and maybe some people do. If they're not into it, you know what I mean?
I mean, I'm sure they want the money on a cynical level.
Yeah, but it's just like, I don't know. It didn't seem to provide like a good fan band experience if they buy your CD and don't like it and they can't do anything. They're like, well, I bought that. That was a fucking waste of money. Like, now I'm not going to buy, like, their CDs again.
I mean, it's the difference between having a dollar of their money and no dollars of their money.
I guess I'm wondering, as a band, is that more you were interested in just having their money, or do you want fans who are actually into your music and are happy with their purchase?
I mean, I guess
their thought might be like, if you're going to experience my music, you should at least pay for it, regardless of if you like it or not. If you're going to tell me it's shitty, don't steal my music.
Yeah, I mean, that's another tricky thing. Like, if you listen to it, return, is that really stealing it? I don't know.
I mean,
it's not like you're keeping it. Like, if you're keeping it forever and listening to it over and over again.
Oh yeah, well, I would burn it to iTunes before I returned it. Come on, what am I, a sucker?
Yeah, that's always an interesting thing, like experiences and that being stealing. Like, you experienced it but didn't pay for it. Like, it's a weird thing to think about as far as stealing goes, because often you think of, like, a physical thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. But, I mean, it would be like, you know, sneaking into a play. I mean, even if there was an unsold seat, so you're not taking someone's seat. You're not blocking someone's row. You're not causing another audience member to have a shittier time by your presence. But still, those people who are performing they need to be paid. The venue needs to be paid. Like, all this stuff costs other people money, and you're benefiting from it without contributing in any way. Mm-hmm. And the expectation was not even implicitly. It is explicitly that this experience is a thing that will cost money. Yeah, I mean, it's not theft in the way of, like, now I have something and someone else can't have it. Like, I've taken it from someone else.
Yeah.
But it's still, I'm benefiting in a way that is unsustainable. If everybody did what I just did, this thing would go away. This thing that I enjoyed would go away.
Well, I think the difference with the CD example is, like, maybe this is my, you know, where it goes wrong. Like, I would assume, like, if you're into the CD, you would just keep it.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Maybe just like, oh, I kind of like that, but I'm still going to return it because I don't want to pay the money.
Yeah, I mean, it is definitely grayer, this idea of, you know, whether or not the experience of the thing. Now, for the CD, the fact that it's a durable good, it's the thing to be held onto and played over and over and over again. If you listen to it and return it, you know, if it's just buyer's remorse, I think, as with lots of other physical objects, you should have been able to return that. The only thing with the CD that they got into the whole, we got to toss a wrapper of it around it, is people were taking the CDs and copying them. They were copying them to tape. They were burning them to computer. They were encoding them as MP3. They were doing. So it's all these things where it's like the CD then, instead of being the physical good that someone would hold on to, became a delivery device for the durable good, which was the person's copy. So they were trying to get around the fact that people were using the CDs just to get access to a high-quality source of the material without paying for it in any way. They weren't paying to stream. They weren't paying to download. They weren't. Yeah, so it's less that they didn't keep the physical CD. Because if it was just, if somebody listened to it and was like, oh, I hate this, I need to return it. Like, you know, somebody brought me food and I was like, oh, this is nasty. Like, there's poo in this food. I'd send that food back. Nobody else is even going to be able to eat that food. So it's even, you know, worse from a, now the restaurant's out of money and can't recoup it way, you know, compared to, like, the music store or whatever, still being able to now resell that CD that I just returned. So, like, it's even unusable, but I would definitely expect to not pay for that shit if it was shit. Literal or figurative.
And so, Vic, that's how we've changed.
A solid episode of Navel Gazing.
Yep. The way we were.
The way we were.
In the wind blowing about hither.
Through the currents of air. There's like a high pressure area and a low pressure area. And little bits of things move and back and forth between the areas.
And this is the way we are.
crack myself up.
Have we improved? You three be the judge.
Are you talking to our listeners?
Yeah.
Should we call her up?
Oh, yeah.
I think we should wrap it up.
Sandcaster this week.
Remember, never trust him to be truthful about the lyrics of It's a Small World After All.
Not today, 30-something-year-old Tim talking about sensitive issues.
Okay. This week, I hate that a lot of great ideas in Solo clearly got mixed up and mishmashed because of the development of hell that thing went through. I think there's like two or three different good movies in there, but now they're all just stuck together. And that's just how it's going to be forever, because now they're not making any more, so there's never going to be any cleanup.
That's it for Solo?
Yeah, that's all for Solo. But you know what I hate more than that? Donald Trump.
What? Oh. I was like, are you waiting for me to cue you?
No,
I was
just going to leave a little pause there.
I got you. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please.
Tancast. Is it J. Trump? Is that what you keep?
Donald J. Trump. Yes.
What's his middle name?
John.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks. Jackass.
We showed him. He's rich and the president, but we sure took him down a peg.
How are your feelings? I liked how he. Like, what was, he was at something, and he's just like, I've done more than any president.
There's the UN. Yeah. It's a room full of diplomats.
And people just started laughing. He's like, oh, I didn't expect that reaction.
Yeah.
But okay.
And now he's trying to spin it like he was making a joke. I'm like, no, shithead. Nope. You say that line at your stupid rallies, and your idiots just applaud like you just said, you know, like, hey, give it up for the military or something.
Yep. You forgot you were lying. That's the problem. You started to believe your bullshit.
What does that smell? Oh, it smells good, Mr. President. What? It smells good, Mr. President. Oh, good, good. It smells good. All right, so this smells good. No, it doesn't.
Oh, man. And I love that, like, he's like, no, I was laughing with them. And they went and interviewed people like, no, we were laughing at him.
We were laughing at that sad little man. Look at him and his little silly jokes.
Oh, man.
I mean, he wasn't even making a joke.
Oh, man. Depending, what are we, like 37 days or something like that now from the election? Depending on how this election goes, these next 2 years are either going to be horrifying or possibly cathartic. Or maybe some third thing in between those two. I
was like, they're just going to be so frustrating.
Oh, man. Yeah, they probably will be.
If regardless. But yeah. If the Democrats seize control of everything, it's just going to be like a back and forth of nothing getting done.
You know what?
Which I guess is better than shitty things getting done. But it's just going to be like, nothing's getting done and things still need to get done.
Yes, things definitely still need to get done, but so you look at everybody that he's put in charge of everything, and it's all the people who want to take things apart, who want to dismantle, like, all of the institutions, everything that's protecting us from rich people, from government, from police overreach. Everything that's meant to protect the little guy is getting tossed out, including things like our health, like what can be burned and where it can be dumped and what water is okay to drink. Like, all of that shit is being systematically taken apart. So if that were to stop, I recognize progress needs to be made. Work needs to get done. Like, shit needs to happen. But at this point, all the shit that's happening is like dangerous for us, for our health, for our lives, for our kids. So if that were to stop, that'd be better.
What are you getting about, little Tim?
That was a well-constructed little speech.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you'd like to learn more about why our country's fucked, check out your local library.
Yeah. Or pick up a fucking newspaper once in a while.
They have them at the library.
They do.
For now.
For now.
Until Trump gets a hold of the libraries.
All they'll have is titty porn.
What?
I don't know. Apparently it's a thing that I've just made up called titty porn.
Oh, okay.
It's,
I thought you were about to say that's a thing that people go to the library for. I'm like, what?
No, it's going to be picture books, and all of the picture books are pictures of Trump's hands next to deceptively small objects.
Wow. I've heard people do download porn at the library.
I mean...
Download. You know what I mean? Watch porn at the library.
People are horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, people gotta get the porn somehow. If you don't got a computer at home, what are you gonna do?
Yeah. So, when I was a kid growing up, I was told repeatedly, like to the point where when somebody said that, you know, hey, there's four animals in this picture. And it was like a dog, a cat, a bird, and a person. And I'm looking for the fourth animal. And then when they're like, it's the human. The human's an animal. I was like, no, humans are different things. Like, we are not beasts. We have souls, and we have this, and we have that. Like, that we are.
Holy
we are...
shit, Andy.
Sorry. Just, I was raised to be stupid, and I still am salty about that shit. But the point I was trying to make is, you look at the shit that people do, well, we are definitely beasts.
Oh, like, we can think about it. We can think about shit, it. But we're beasts.
Yeah.
Point made. And that is the post-credits Tancast bit. Goodbye.
Hey, Tim, I got some other things I want to discuss with you.
I'm sorry, Tim.
Nobody cares.
No, I care, Noah. I care. Don't let Tim cut you off.
See, Andy cares, Tim.
That's right.
If you're
this
a
is
jerk
a poor
face.
Excuse for an opportunity to talk.
Tancast, rise up.
Good point, Tim. You cut me to the quick.
Oh.
All right,
okay. I mean, it's not going to get any better than this.